at quarterback, number 19.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bernie, Bernie, oh baby, Super Bowl.
All right, welcome to a sad second episode of Six B's and a P. I'm your host, Brian Costco. You're here on AquabearLegion.com, and unfortunately, as I hope doesn't happen many times this year, I am doing our episode here after a week one loss by the Browns to the Philadelphia Eagles in a heartbreaker, 17-16. The Eagles scoring their final touchdown with only a few minutes remaining in the game. And we have a whole lot to talk about, mostly bad. A few positive things, I think, that offer a little hope. But, you know, overall, the Browns' offense just completely non-existent in this game. The defense had a very good game. And we're really the only reason that it was only a one-point loss. But the Eagles' offense, which also wasn't very good, still somehow managed to produce a touchdown, which the Browns' offense did not. So 17-16, the Browns' defense with four interceptions, a couple sacks, and just overall playing really well throughout the game. Of course, giving up a drive and touchdown at the end there, but I don't totally fault them for that. I think when you're on the field that much, you got to be pretty tired by that point. Brandon Whedon on the opposite side of the ball throwing four interceptions. And the big number here besides four interceptions for our rookie quarterback is 5.1. And that is Brandon Whedon's quarterback rating, which would be terrible if quarterback ratings were out of 100, but I believe they're out of 150. So it sucks even more. And, you know, I know first game, rookie year, you know, you got to give slack, but Brandon Whedon's stat line, and I went and looked at it right before recording this, and in print was even more depressing. 12 for 35, 118 yards, four interceptions, and we'll do the math here for you. 34% completion rating, which is just awful, and an 11.4% interception percentage. So 11.4% of the passes that Brandon Whedon threw were caught by a Philadelphia Eagle. So just terrible. And, you know, it shouldn't even just all be on Whedon. Trent Richardson, who, you know, realistically, I understand, is coming back from a knee surgery, a month ago. But Trent Richardson, 19 attempts for 39 yards. That is pretty terrible as well. Definitely didn't offer any sort of spark for that offense. Just kept struggling. Phil Dawson, as more often than not, becomes the bright spot of the offense. He had three field goals. And, of course, the Browns' lone touchdown was scored by the defense, DeQuell Jackson, running one back. So yeah, it just didn't look good. And, you know, I tried to find some bright spots. The big one right now, we're tied for second place in the AFC North. That's right. Three teams in the AFC North all lost their openers. We were tied for second place at 0-1 with both the Bengals and Steelers. Of course, the Ravens did win, destroying the Bengals, on Monday night. So that's a positive, tied for second place. Hopefully that isn't the last time we can say that. But if it is, we set it here, and at least it's a little positive. You know, the defense as well, also I think a bright spot. The defense, four interceptions, like I said, a couple sacks. Our man LJ Fort, who got brought up in the first episode, undrafted rookie, great name, sounds like a G.I. Joe character. LJ Fort, we'd love to have you on the show. One sack, one interception, doing a pretty good job there. And just in general, you know, they were holding the Eagles offense down, and that Eagles offense is tough. Mike Vick, LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, all these guys. So it's a good offense that the Eagles have, and the Browns just, you know, were able, except, like I said, on that last drive, to hold them to it. So defense looks good. Brandon Weeden, I wish you could give me any more reason to believe I haven't seen this exact same game from the other 16 Browns quarterbacks since they've been back. So hopefully, you know, it's just him adjusting the NFL, and four interceptions is no good. I don't even know if I've ever seen an interception rating that you could actually put into a percentage that seemed like something. 11% of his passes is pretty ridiculous to not even go to the Browns. LJ Fort, though, I will say, too, to go back to him, dropping an interception in the end zone that would have ended the game. Yeah, that would have been 5 for Michael Vick, who did not look very good on Sunday, but bounced off his hands. Owen Maracek, starting fullback, also dropping a key pass on a third down one time. So it's just little things like that, you know, that you hope are just because it's the first week. Also, not a lot of Greg Little. He was targeted 4 times, I think, with passes from Weeden. Didn't catch any of them. I think one was a drop, but, you know, just didn't, Weeden didn't look as sharp as he did in the preseason. So, and of course, Pat Shurmur coming out right away and saying, you know, he couldn't believe that people were already clamoring for Colt McCoy and that Brandon Weeden is the Browns starting quarterback. And he didn't really want to talk about it anymore. So we're going to stay away from completely involving ourselves in that debate here on the show, at least for a little while. And hopefully Brandon Weeden next week can pull something together. I'm hoping to Richardson. I'm hopeful that he'll be a little bit better this week and throughout the season. So, you know, let's just, anything's got to be better. You know, Browns total offense last Sunday against the Eagles, they had 210 yards. The Eagles had 456. It's more than doubled. They only had 59 plays. The Eagles had 88. And rushing difference, the Browns had 99 yards, the Eagles had 150. And you might say, well, that seems pretty good. But 60 of those yards were from just Brandon Weeden and Travis Benjamin each on one play. So the other 39 were Trent Richardson's. The Browns are also 2 for 13 on third down, which you're just not going to win anything like that. So tied for second place, and hopefully these rookies come together. Bengals this week, you know, always a big rivalry game, this time in Cincinnati, the early one here, 1 p.m. Bengals also, you know, a playoff team last year, but didn't look very good against the Ravens. So you hope maybe that the Browns can pull one out here, or at least give you a little something to be excited about. So I'm going to sign off for this week. Go Browns. We're looking forward to a victory on Sunday. I'll be back with you right after that. And we're hoping to get Ian Wolf on the line to do a little expatriate action. He is in St. Cloud, Minnesota. He was watching the Browns last week and sending me text messages on his birthday. Sad text messages. But hopefully we'll get Ian in to do a little commentary. And who knows what else. So remember, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at the number 6 letter B, number 1 letter P. That's 6B1P. Find us on Twitter. Follow us. Say stuff at us and all that. And before we go, want to let you know our answer for the trivia question from last week, which, you know, if you don't play, you can't win. We had a couple comments this week on the show, which was awesome. Keep those coming. But none of them were the trivia question. The Browns played the Jets in the first game of Monday Night Football, September 21st, 1970. The score was Browns 31, Jets 21. Go Browns. Got to go all the way back to 1970 to feel good on today's podcast. And my question for you, trivia question for this week, you can leave the answer in our comments section. LJ Fort, one of the bright spots of the defense this week. He, like I said, undrafted rookie, had a sack and an interception and an awesome name. Where did LJ Fort go to college at? That is to this week's trivia question. Remember, put the correct answer in the comments. If you're the first one to do so, we'll mail you a orange and brown Aqua Bear button. I'm going to sign off for now. You're listening to 6 B's and a P. I'm your host, Brian Costco. Thanks to AquaBearLegion.com. Thanks to all of you for listening. Feel free to follow us on Twitter at 6B1P. Leave us some comments. And go Browns.